This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz.
Welcome to Out West Radio, a community-driven podcast built in the heart of Hamilton at Western Community Centre. We are webbing networks and creating safe spaces for ownership in our community. Whānau first, hapori first.
Nau mai, haere mai, nau mai, hoki mai ki roto I tēnei kaupapa o Out West Radio. Kia ora whānau, welcome back to the podcast. If you are an OG, welcome back. And if you are new, welcome to our space. This is a space where we can speak about Out West, aka the Northern area. Today, I'm taking over, so I'm Rosemary, and I'm here with the lovely Leia. She is our special guest on today. She'll get into a bit about talking about herself later. But today we're just going to go over some few things that we have about our services and other things that are happening in the community. We have a vision of thriving, vibrant, healthy and self-reliant community. Or our mission statement is to create opportunities and provide support to enhance the health and well-being of the people in our community. Before we get into it, I'm going to get Leia to actually speak about herself a little bit, and then after that we will get into our question of the day. So, I'm going to hand it over to Leia, and she will give you a bit of an insight on who she is.
Hi guys, I'm Leia. I run Kamora Kiwis at the Western Community Centre, and I work at Norton School. I was born and raised in Norton for like 20 years now. So, yeah, I'm definitely part of the community.
Cool. Thank you, Leia, for that. So, our question of the day is, what is your favourite part about Easter? Since Easter's coming around, why not tie it to that, yeah?
Oh, my favourite part about Easter, my mum, for as long as I can remember, my mum has made a very tricky Easter egg hunt for me and my sister with little clues and ciphers that we have to figure out, and at the end of it we get all the Easter eggs in a basket.
That sounds more fun than me. My favorite part about Easter is at like the warehouse and stuff, they have like those really really like giant Easter eggs, not just the normal ones, like these giant like dinosaur
Easter egg. Oh my gosh.
So my mum used to get me like one of those, and it would take me so, so long to eat it. And I don't even think I finished it half the time.
Oh my gosh.
It just sat there looking at me. Yeah, just looking at me like, when are you going to finish me? But yeah, that's just great. Love that. All right. So we're going to give you a bit of an insight of what we actually do here at the centre. But first of all, I just want to give a massive shout out to our sponsors that help keep us running. And yeah, so we want to give a big shout out to the Lottery Grants Board, WOW Energy Trust, Len Reynolds Trust, Trust Waikato, Hamilton City Council, Ministry of Social Development, Grassroots Trust, D.V. Bryant Trust, International Affairs, the Lion Foundation, the Tyndall Foundation, Gallagher Charitable Trust, Rotary Hamilton Central, Rotary Waikato Sunrise, Glenys and John Gallagher Foundation, Nora Howell Charitable Trust, Go Eco, Cambridge Drainage and Earthworks, and our local Fraser High School. And also thank you to all the community members out there in our community that make financial donations, donate items, clothing, food, and more importantly, gives their time here. So I'm going to pass it over to Leia, and she is going to read out what our community centre offers in terms of our information hub, programs and activities, and facilities and services.
All right. So the community centre offers over 101 unique support services, activities, events and programs that are held each year available to the public from our community-owned facilities at Hyde Avenue and Grandview Road. In the community information hub, there's Kāinga Ora Housing Support Manager fortnightly, Whānau Support Worker Family Support, Hamilton Budgeting Advisory Trust Financial Mentoring Tuesdays and Fridays, Legal Advice from Neiman Peebles Holt, Tuesdays 9 a.m. till 10 a.m, please book ahead. Acupuncture, Tuesdays 10 a.m. to 11:30 a.m, again, please book. Plunkett Outreach Clinic, Fruit Vegetable Co-op, bags are just $15, and they are available on Wednesdays after 10:30 a.m, no need to order. Western Community Newspaper, bi-monthly, delivered to 19,000 homes. For our programs and activities, we've got playgroups and children's programs, 50-plus events, trips, luncheons, activities and walking groups. Power bill check, bring in your bill to ensure you are not paying more than you need to. Toi Māori, so Māori art, Western Wheels learner license courses, Out West Radio Show, which we're on now, Fridays 11 a.m. on Free FM 89.0, or listen on digital platforms. Youth activities, events, programs and leadership development, children's holiday and after-school programs, community education and training. For our facilities and services, free public phone and computers, photocopying, printing and scanning, hire our venue, over 2,519 bookings each year, over 153 community groups, organizations, faith-based groups, education providers and clubs use our venue each year. Also a great place for whānau gatherings and celebrations. We also have table and chair hire, fair share market, second Saturday of the month, crop swap, 9 a.m. to 10 a.m, craft swap, 10 a.m. to 11 a.m, and the repair co-op is 10 a.m. to 12 p.m, regular 111 care first aid courses, Go Eco free food store, Thursdays and Fridays, 1 p.m, free meals on Monday, Wednesday and Friday during the school term from 2:30 p.m.
Thank you, Leia, for reading all of that out. Now, I reckon the people listening will want to know a bit about what you provide in our community. So, we've mentioned before that you have... that you do a little bit of teaching here on Saturdays. Can you tell us what is it that you do here?
Okay, so I run a free martial arts class for kids under 16 years old. It's called Kimura Kiwis, and it runs every Saturday at the Western Community Centre from 9 a.m. till 10 a.m.
Wow. Whānau out there, if you have any tamariki that wants to come in and learn some mad skills, come on down at, come down here and learn. Yeah. I've been a few times and I gotta tell you, some of these kids have some mad skill.
Training little ninjas.
Yeah, definitely. Okay, now that we're on that topic, I'm going to ask you a few questions
about it.
And just give the people an idea of what you do and all that stuff. So, the first question I'm going to ask is, what gave you the idea of starting this up here in the Norton community?
Okay, so when I was younger, I was really into jiu-jitsu, which was quite an expensive sport. And growing up in Norton, we didn't really have a lot of money, but my dad made it work. He's amazing. He got me to all my classes, he paid for all my competitions, he paid all my fees. But one day when I was about 16, I was driving home with my dad after a class, and I looked around because we were just coming into Norton, and I realized, oh my goodness, how else is all the other children in this community going to get the opportunity to try martial arts because it's so expensive with all the fees and everything. So my dad thought that was a really good question, and we decided that there was no reason that we couldn't teach some basic martial arts to kids to give them just a test, a trial on what martial arts is and what it could be for them.
You were quite young. That's not like... You're still a child yourself at that age, basically.
Yeah, so I was 16 when we started Kimura Kiwis.
That's crazy. That is so... That's like stuff that adults would be thinking of. And you were 16 and you were thinking, how can I help my community?
Pretty much, yeah.
Well, because you were 16, what was going through your head? Like, you've just come up with this big... like decision, like
it was a big commitment. I was so nervous, and of course I hadn't really coached before at all. It was extremely nerve-wracking, my first couple of classes, and I'm so grateful to the kids that came to my first few classes for putting up with me.
Hey, you know, like, it's not gonna be easy. Like, obviously it was
as a child teaching children,
definitely, but like, yeah, good on you for that. That is That is some, like, big mahi that you were putting into that.
Yeah.
Another kind of, like, big question is, like, what is the meaning of the name? Like,
So a kimura is a type of arm lock in jiu-jitsu. It's a submission. It basically twists your arm and your shoulder into a very painful position. It's a Japanese word. And we just thought Kimura Kiwi sounded really cool.
That is the meaning of a name. I like that. So obviously you were 16.
Yeah.
What was some like challenges and accomplishments that you succeeded? And obviously,
well, okay. Yeah. I think the biggest challenge at the start was, like, me and my dad did this all at the start before we got funded out of our own money. So we had to buy the mats and all the uniforms and all the gear and stuff. But we first started with these big puzzle mats that we had to stack every Saturday onto the trailer. And then we had to bring them down to the community center, put them into the community center and unstack them from the trailer. And then at the end of class, we had to stack them back onto the trailer to take them home. So that was the biggest challenge, I think. But my dad did all of that, so I can't really say that was my challenge.
You know, like, you wouldn't, like... Not even just you, like, anybody couldn't have done anything without the parent support. Like, definitely. You know, especially in, like, being 16 and it seems like you're very close with your dad.
Yeah, he definitely helped make it happen.
Yeah, and was that, like, a dream or is it just, like, something you wanted to test out and...
I'd never really saw myself as coaching, but... I've definitely, I don't know, I think I've stepped into that role more because it's a necessity for the children in this community, because otherwise who else is going to do it?
That is true. I haven't actually seen anyone else do it here in the Norton community. But then, like, when I first, like, seen what you guys were doing, I was like, oh, what's going on over there? And it looked fun. And then I started, like, looking after kids and bringing them into you guys. And trust me, they loved it. They came back sweaty.
Oh, good.
They came back like, I need water. And it was so good. And it's so good how you guys can actually, like, put yourselves out there and give up that time that you could be putting to something else. So... I
can't imagine spending my weekends any other way anymore. It's been nearly 4 years, I think.
4 years. That was going to be my next question. I was going to be like, you were 16. How long have you been doing it for? But since it's been nearly 4 years, like you said, can you remember what your first class was like?
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, kind of, I think. I remember there were three... children that are still coming to the classes now that started in their in the first class that I ever did. But I remember I was so nervous and I kept stuttering and like falling over my words and I was so shy. And yeah, it was me and my dad. So my dad helped me out so much with the coaching, and the parents of the children helped as well. So that was really nice. But I've definitely gone better at coaching now, I think.
Wow, you can only improve and get better and better. If people are like, how would I explain this? If people were to like lose the motivation, like if they came to your class and they were like kind of drifting into a zone where they were just like disconnected, how would you uplift them into being reconnected and getting more into it and joining in more?
When they start losing motivation, it's usually because they're not being pushed hard enough. Like, not pushed hard enough, but there's not a high enough level that they can reach that we can provide, because a lot of the kids that come to Komori Kiwis are complete beginners. And after a few months, the kids that come regularly, they need to be pushed to a higher level. They need more technical stuff that, instead of just the games that we do. So usually they go on to like another gym, or come to Sambo classes, for example, where they do get the technical support. Mm-hmm. And yeah, so they do get that learning that they need, because it comes to a point where it's a little bit too easy.
Yeah, that's definitely true. Some kids do disconnect. But you guys make it look so easy.
It takes years to learn how to do some of the stuff. I still struggle with some of the warm-ups that I teach.
Oh, yes. Another one is, this is kind of like something I want to know, because I feel like it's cool to know some like funny stories and like, I don't know if there's like any funny, embarrassing stories, if you know what I mean. So like, what's something that's like during your trainings, let's say like you're training these children up to be just like you and all these other people. What's something funny that's kind of made the training a bit of an excitement?
I think the funniest class that I ever did, we were playing Bull Rush and the parents got to join in. So it was hilarious just how many kids would try grab their parent and just completely bounced off back onto the mat. They were fine. But I don't know what the children were expecting. Like, you can't take down a full-grown adult at five.
Hey, we never know. Some of these kids can actually do that. We'll have to see. I think I have to see it for my own eyes, though.
Yeah, you should come watch a game of Bull Rush with the parents. Oh, it's so funny. It's so cute.
Okay, let's get in. Instead of keeping on this topic, I kind of want to, like, drift away a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to know, like a little bit more about what you do, like competitive, like do you do any of that, like what do you do?
So recently I've been competing in a sport called Sambo, which is a Russian wrestling combat sport basically. I've been overseas quite a few times for it, and last year I won the Asia and Oceanias in the combat division, so that was fun. Yeah, we went over to Uzbekistan for that one.
See, I have never even heard of that name until, I think it was like a couple of weeks ago when you mentioned it to me. And I couldn't even pronounce it.
Yeah, I've been to some very interesting countries for the sport. I've been to Kazakhstan, Uzbekistan, Kyrgyzstan. I've been to Macau, China, and also Indonesia for traveling for the sport.
Oh my gosh, we might have to get you on here again to like go into like depth with that, because in my opinion that sounds really like interesting and I think people out there can be pretty intrigued in that type of thing.
I've got some funny stories from those ones.
Oh, yeah. Okay. We're definitely going to have to bring you back and figure out what we're going to talk about on that one, because that'll be pretty fun as well. So I heard also from people in your training sessions that do you do multiple classes, or do you only do the Saturdays? Like, what other trainings do you do?
There's also Sambo classes on at a gym called Legends that we coach. That's on Tuesdays, 6 till 7 p.m. And on Wednesdays, we have a Sambo class at the Melville Skating Rink, and we roll out the mats in there. And that is on 5:30 till 6:30 p.m.
Oh,
so not a.m. I don't get up that early. Sorry.
You seem like not a morning person.
Not a morning person. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately. I wish. I try to be.
I'm not either. No.
I can't do it.
I do it for work.
Yeah.
If
you're getting paid enough, I mean, I suppose.
Not even just that. Like, if I'm just going out to, like, look after people or have plans type thing, I will so get up, really. The second it's, like, my time and I've got nothing planned, I will lay in bed as long as possible, not get up.
Just a bit of bed rotting.
Yeah, literally, yeah. Just that. It's love
so
it.
Relaxing, though.
It is.
It's a good way to spend time.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. So, for the listeners out there, obviously, some of them are going to be really, really, like, intrigued in your journey of starting this up and the future to come. Is there any platforms where people are able to follow you and continue watching your training, your development, and all that stuff?
So for Kamora Kiwis, there is Facebook and Instagram where you can find us and find out where the classes are, when they're going to be, because sometimes we have them in other community centres. We try to reach as many community centres as possible. And if people want to know more about Sambo, they can follow Hamilton Sambo on Facebook or Instagram to find out more.
So, whānau, if you hear that, go and check them out, because this is something that your tamariki may be interested in. They could even potentially pursue this further and go and travel the world, just like Leia here did. And even if you just want to get up and amongst it, go meet new people, parents, if you want to go and meet other parents that are interested in this as well, that might be something that you're really interested in wanting to get out there. And if you have nothing in your weekends, go check it out. If it's just a one-stop thing, then go and have fun, tell your friends about it, because this is something that, I reckon that our community really appreciates from Leia and her support system that can bring that to us, for our children to be able to learn these things. And, just knowing that there is stuff like this out there and it's within arm's reach if you want to reach for it. If you wanted to keep track of that. But one last question that I have for you is, for obviously people that are listening, what's a message you want people to take away from, like, all this stuff that we've talked about Kamuta Kiwis and, like, anything for our, just anything like that? Like, what's a message you want to leave with them to know about you and what you're running and also our community?
I think a message would be, kindness is free. It doesn't cost anything to help people in the community. Mm-hmm. And kindness goes a long way for people. It can make their day, make their week, make their month. So, yeah, just be kind to people, help them out.
So, if you feel like giving a little bit out there today, a little bit of kindness, we definitely do appreciate it. Everyone will appreciate it. And just going back for this week, back to our community, at the Western Community Centre, we do have obviously fruit and veggies. This week we had a bunch of different things in our fruit and veggie bags. So we actually had lettuce, apples, we had broccoli. And speaking about things in the community, for people that have been listening for a little while, Easter is, what, a couple of days away. So I'm going to hand it over to Leia to kind of finish us off with a bit of a Easter thing.
An Easter thing?
An Easter thing.
Oh, right. Stay safe on the roads out there, guys. Don't crash. Don't buy too much fuel because that's really expensive. Speaking of staying safe, there are a few spaces left on the Western Wheels Learner License course. So if you need to get yourself a license, book that in now. And stay safe for the holidays.
And to find out all the information on that, you can actually go to our Facebook. All the information will be put up on there. On our website, you can go to Western Community Centre and click on Learner License or Western Wheels. You just have to fill in the form there that is provided. Follow the steps and that will get you an email to the tutor that will be running that course. With that, if you do need a confirmation email or anything to confirm that you are there, please give us a call, give us an email, and we can get that out to you. finish it off a little bit. Leia, what have you got for your Easter weekend?
Probably just eating a bunch of chocolate.
Bunch of chocolate? Yeah. Wow. Please don't get diabetes.
I don't want diabetes. Don't.
Chocolate can give you diabetes, guys. Like,
yeah, chocolate in moderation. Eat it in moderation. Save some for next week as well.
Yeah, next week. Make it last. Like, you know, chocolate's going to be there, but, like, you know, prices are going to go up. So yeah. Savor the moment of the taste of chocolate in your mouth.
Might be the last time.
Definitely. Hopefully not.
Well, if it gets too expensive.
You know, just learn to make it at home.
It's great. Yeah.
Definitely don't have the patience for that.
No. Might be more expensive, actually, yeah. To make it at home.
It might be.
Buying all the cocoa.
Yeah.
The cocoa beans.
But, yeah, that is a bit about us, about what happened in the community, what we provide and what services are out there for you guys to come and learn, participate and enjoy. And yeah, just make sure that yous are safe. Roads can be crazy as it's coming to the long weekend. But other than that, yeah, be happy, be safe, be kind, give a little bit of kindness. And yeah, we will see you guys in the next
episode.
All right. That is us, and we'll catch you later. Please don't let me be misunderstood.
This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.